Hi everyone, this is Mariana here. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. Why do we forget so easily, especially when we are under pressure or when we become complacent? Why do we allow the interferences and distractions of this world to separate us from the love and promises of our Father in heaven? How oftentimes do we miss out on the abundant life God planned and gave us because we tend to forget and therefore dismiss His love and promises over our lives? Our scripture this week comes from Psalm 103 verses 2 to 5. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of His benefits, who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfy your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the soaring eagle. Let us be determined this week to reflect, remember, declare and proclaim God's promises over our lives. First promise, our Father God loves us. The Bible says, "For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that He even gave His one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believes and trusts in Him as Savior shall not perish but have eternal life." Will we ever be able to fully comprehend the width and the length and the height and the depth of His endless, unshakable love? Promise 2. God is for us and not against us. We can walk in the fullness of life because we are forgiven and dearly loved children of God. Promise 3. Our Lord will sustain, provide and bless us. Paul reminds us of this promise in Philippians 4 verse 19. You can be sure that God will take care of everything you need, His generosity exceeding even yours in the glory that pours from Jesus. Promise 4. Our Lord will lead and guide us. He is our helper. The Lord says in Isaiah 41 verse 13, "For I, the Lord your God, keep hold of your right hand. I am the Lord who says to you, do not fear, I will help you." Promise 5. God is our protector and defender, our stronghold against all enemy attacks. He promises us in Psalm 50:15, "Call on me in the day of your trouble, I will rescue you, and you shall honor and glorify me." Promise 6. He is our Prince of Peace. We do not have to be anxious or worried about anything. Our Father God promises us His peace, which reassures our hearts. It's in His place of rest where our heavy burdens are lifted and where He fills our hearts with joy. Promise 7. Our Father God gives us strength to persevere through life's journey. When we expect, look for, and hope in Him, our Father God promises to give us strength and renew our power for whatever task lies ahead. Promise 8. God generously gives us wisdom. Let's continually ask God for a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. Promise 9. Our God is deeply concerned about us and causes all things to work together as a plan for our good. Promise 10. Our Lord sets us free and gives us hope. In Jesus only we find grace, forgiveness, healing, freedom and hope towards the amazing future He has planned for us. And the last promise, our Heavenly Father is always with us. He promises to never leave or forsake us. Regardless of our circumstances, we can depend on His presence and love. Let's pray together. Father God, You are so good to us. Thank You for grace, abundant love and everlasting hope found in You only, Jesus. Help us to not forget the promises You so graciously and generously given us. Help us to reflect and recommit to live lives that are based on these truths, Father. To live abundant lives based on Your mercy, goodness, loving kindness and amazing grace. May our lives glorify You. Thank You for Your promises that is the foundation for shaping and guiding our lives. We love You. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.